Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mock draft time. Let's take a look at the six wide receivers that Dave Richard has going in round one right now on Fantasy Football Today in five. Of course, it would have been a lot more poetic if he had five wide receivers going in round one for Fantasy Football.
We'll just forget about Jameson Williams, okay? We'll pretend that he's a round two pick. Now we've got five.
I don't think that's going to happen, Dave. All right, so give it to us in order here. Who was your first wide receiver off the board?
The first wide receiver off the board was Drake London to the Washington Commanders. I think that he's a good complement to what they have with Terry McLaurin. They need to take a wide receiver at some point early on, because they need to get some sort of like coverage at wide receiver. What if they don't re-sign Terry McLaurin? They can't be left bare there. So I think that Drake London, the type of physical outside receiver that Carson Wentz has locked onto, I think he'd be good there. And I think the team might like him as well, because he's a little bit of a different type of a receiver than what they already have in Terry McLaurin.
That's interesting. Okay, so nobody in the top 10, right outside the top 10, though, Washington.
No. I think it's going to be, I think we're going to see a lot of defense and a lot of offensive tackles at the top of this draft.
Okay, so well, Atlanta could be the first spot for a wide receiver at eight, but not in Dave's mock draft. Okay, who's next?
Jameson Williams goes to Philadelphia. And this is one where I felt more like it seemed realistic for the NFL, but it doesn't seem great for fantasy, because Jameson Williams coming off of an ACL with Jalen Hurts as his quarterback, it doesn't sound like that would be amazing for our fantasy teams. But when you think about how the Eagles are structured, they want to be able to do something to stress the back end of opposing defenses. This dude can do it. He's got great speed. He can catch deep balls. I think he had eight catches of 50-plus yards last year. They all might have been touchdowns for Alabama. This guy's fast. He can absolutely bring it for Philadelphia. I think that's what they're looking for from one of these first-round picks.
Yeah, I fully expect the Eagles to take a wide receiver, but I fully expect to hate it. I just don't see, for everyone, right? For Goddard, for Devontae Smith. Now we're going to talk about that, and we'll see if Dave disagrees. We'll talk about that later on in the week, but let's stay with round one here. And who's the third?
The third one, I think, is going to be one that fantasy managers will love, and it's Garrett Wilson going to the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers, new number one receiver. My favorite wide receiver in this draft is Wilson, so I'd love to see it happen. And I think he'd be in position. I think he's pretty close to NFL ready. I know he's a little undersized, but I think he's shifty with his feet. He's got great hands, huge catch radius. Not necessarily a big guy. He's 5'11". Reminds me a lot of Calvin Ridley. I think that he could be a great fit for the Packers.
Okay, so that means London 1, Jameson Williams 2, Garrett Wilson 3. Who's 4?
Four is also a really good fit. It's Treylon Burks of the Arizona Cardinals. And you think about this Cardinals offense, their average depth of throw in each of their 3 years with Kyler Murray is under 8 yards on average. So this is a short area target, a huge guy who makes huge plays after the catch, physical, different than what they have on the offense outside of DeAndre Hopkins. I kind of feel the same way about this pick as I do with Drake London in Washington. I think he could pick up a ton of catches, be really useful in full PPR leagues, and fit in seamlessly to this offense in Arizona.
Yeah. Is he a better version of Rondale Moore to you?
He's definitely a bigger version of Rondale Moore. How do you think of that? So it's almost like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito in Twins, because I like to use recent pop culture references.
Yeah, sure.
One's a big, huge beast. The other one's this little guy. Both of them are, you know, they both are designed to make plays after the catch. One just tends to do it more with contact. The other one tends to do it more with speed.
All right, we're up to wide receiver 5. Who we got?
You've been waiting to hear where Chris Olave is going. He's going to the Dallas Cowboys. They pull the exact same trick out of their hat as they did when they took CeeDee Lamb. Do they really need a wide receiver? A lot of people would say no, they don't. I kind of think they do. What do they have right now on the roster? They've got CeeDee Lamb. They've got a hurt Michael Gallup. I don't know if they expect Gallup to come back from the injury and be a number two receiver, but they've gotten by for all these years with three wide receivers. I think that's in their DNA now. Olave is a great replacement for Amari Cooper. He's not as strong as Cooper, but the dude is, he accelerates so quickly. He runs great routes, good enough size. I think he'd be excellent in Dallas.
Okay, so those were the five that I had expected. Who is going to be number six? Who snuck into the first round for you?
And the last one who might end up truly being the best for fantasy, if this happens and my fingers are crossed, Jahan Dotson going to the Kansas City Chiefs as the replacement for Tyreek Hill. Dude is fast. He's got great hands, catching bombs from Patrick Mahomes, and also working in the short and intermediate range. He's probably a better wide receiver than Tyreek Hill was when he was drafted. So Tyreek definitely is the better receiver now. If I had to pick one for my team, Hill or Dotson, there's no question it's Tyreek. But when Tyreek Hill came out, he wasn't a perfect polished receiver yet. Dotson, I think, has a little more polish to him.
And he scored 20 touchdowns, caught 20 touchdowns in the last 21 games of his career in his last two seasons at Penn State.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all. All right, he's a really interesting guy because he's on the small side, you know, and he might end up just being a slot guy, even though he played a lot outside, but he is small. I'd love to see Christian Watson get in the first round. This guy is not small at all, but I think this is a great wide receiver class. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to talking to everybody on the full-length version of Fantasy Football today. We'll have Ryan Wilson on Monday to give his latest mock draft and get the analysis from our guys as well. We'll talk to you tomorrow on FFP and Bio.